We've updated our website to give it a fresh new look and feel, while keeping the great information about the universe that you've come to expect. Check it out at stardate.org. Stardate, May 27th. Our solar system is heading into the aftermath of a stellar breakup, a ribbon of stars that split away from a big family of stars. One of the brightest members of the ribbon stands high overhead at midnight, Alphaca, the brightest star of Corona Borealis, the Northern Crown. The stars in the ribbon were once members of a good-sized cluster. Today, though, the cluster's been whittled down to only about a dozen stars, including five stars of the Big Dipper. The cluster is being torn apart by the gravitational tug of other stars, plus giant clouds of gas and dust. Dozens of stars that once belonged to the cluster are now moving through the galaxy on their own. They form a ribbon that spans hundreds of light years. The Sun is on the outskirts of the ribbon, but it's moving in a different direction. Astronomers are pretty sure of the origin of the stars in the stream because they still move in the same speed and direction as the cluster's core. The stars are all about the same age, too, and they have the same chemical composition. Good indications that they're all members of the same stellar family. Alphaca is 75 light-years away, about the same distance as the cluster's core. It's in a pretty semicircle of stars that's high in the east at sunset and passes across the top of the sky around midnight. Alphaca is at the middle of the semicircle, a member of a big stellar family that's heading off on its own. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.